Ken, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. How are you doing today?
Well, some of us are going to wake up by having a cup of coffee, but you and the Michigan State Employees Association is going to get out there and have a labor rally today.
We have a little Spirit of Michigan, United Voices of Labor rally going this morning. We anticipate, there's indications we should have a good turnout.
Well, tell us about it. What are the times? Where are you going to be, and what do you want to accomplish?
We're meeting up at 10:30 a.m. in front of the United Methodist Church. We're going to rally during the presentation of the governor's budget that we've heard some bits and pieces of this morning as it was released, some parts of it anyway.
And you're hoping folks bring signs and banners and noisemaker, and you want to walk around the Capitol while all these folks are listening to what the governor has to say. What do you hope to accomplish with this?
Well, we want the public, the elected electoral bodies, they need to recognize who and what we are, and with that, we just want them to the indication of the effect it has on the working folks. Actually, we're going to find that some of the targeted the governor's proposals, eliminating some of the storekeepers of the store operations of the corrections facilities. I anticipate we'll have a few of those out there today, actually.
Ken, I always get an interesting perspective on unions, not only through the stories that we cover and the politicians that we have on who may want to cut services or benefits or jobs that involve union workers, but two of my family's better friends, one is a teacher and one is a probation officer, so I always get their take on what's going on, and they, as well as many people, find it surprising at how hostile people's attitudes are when it comes to not only state employees but union workers. Do you notice that?
Yes, we do. It's and I think it's a fault of education. They don't the public perception now, as after many decades of establishment of unions and the actual reasons that unions were established and the losses of lives and the elements of workplace safety and the elements that that the desperate need in the times when they were established, they forget those purposes. And it's easily done. But the reality is there's still a purpose and a need that needs to be served. And with that, we work extremely hard attempting to do that.
There is that perception that the union workers are fat cats who are working as little as they can and driving around on company gas and have these great pensions, and I know that you've been trying to get the word that that isn't so.
Well, Tony, the reality is there may have been a time. I, as the leader of this organization, do not encourage, and I consider it to be unacceptable to be in those types of terms. And when I meet with administrators of departments concerning folks that might have an ethical challenge, I'm pretty strong-minded with that individual. I have a strong work ethic, and I lead by example, and I expect our members to do the same. And sometimes I get a little bit of flack for that. But there were times when things were fat and sassy. I'll acknowledge that the reputation is there. But our civil servants today are doing more with less, and the phrase bare bone, we're below the bone. We are doing more and actually holding things together with assets or resources that are darn near impossible.
Do you think that you're being picked on, especially by state government, because you're at the top of the list, you're first?
I believe we are. Organized labor, there seems to be a national campaign since the November election. That's all we've heard about, the organized labor. Nationally, there's 9% of the labor force is organized. In the state of Michigan, I believe it to be 39% is organized labor. That's a small percentage compared to the forces that our new elected parties and the majorities are spending and putting towards us.
Unions were founded on the principle that workers were underpaid and not being taken care of, and the owners of companies were making a lot of money, and and that wasn't fair. Do you think in these times that unions are really needed?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Union efforts have given reasonable wages. The studies for public sector services provided today with the union labor elements, we find the studies to be, we are a small percentage of below the average of private sector. And with that, you know, the 6 out of 7 studies show those numbers to be. We are the core of our societies. We are the middle class. And with that, wages and benefits are something that we fought for a number of years. They certainly seem to be large targets. I know the MEA is feeling extreme heat, and especially after what is leaked out overnight with the school budget and the proposed projected budget cuts in school funding, certainly confirms that effort. They seem to be targeting the easy targets, and I ask myself, why are we not going for tax loopholes in corporate business? There's where the revenue shortage needs to be tied up. If the revenue shortage is a projected long-term, why aren't we talking increase in taxes? When you lay people off and you eliminate jobs, you're affecting the economy of the local. And with that, you're never going to, the elements are not going to change.
So you think the answer may be to increase taxes?
I think we're at that point, Tony. I think that's a solution. One of the proposals that I've become aware of this morning was the 6% business tax or corporate tax. I don't think that's sufficient. Not when you get these multi-million-dollar profit margins in big corporate.
How's higher taxes going to go over with not only anti-union supporters, but even the people that you serve who are trying to make ends meet as we speak?
Well, with the elements that we've endured in the last number of years, since 2003, public sector employees, or excuse me, state employees, have endured $370 million in concessions. Concessions are considered to be the numbers of dollars that we bargained for when we sat at the table in good faith, and then the employer comes back or the state of Michigan comes back and says, we have shortfalls. Good ethical spending, we wouldn't have those shortfalls. But we constantly are the target for those kind of numbers at the end of the year or toward the end of the year when they're trying to balance their annual budget.